Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A devastating ethnic conflict that has claimed over 250 lives and displaced more than 60,000 people still simmers in the northeastern state of Manipur as the third anniversary of its outbreak is marked, a stark reminder of the deep divisions that plague this region. What makes this significant is that the conflict began on a specific date when a protest march by the All Tribal Students Union Manipur against the proposed inclusion of the Meitei community in the scheduled tribe list turned violent in Churchanpur district. This violence spread across the state within hours, escalating into the worst ethnic violence Manipur had seen since the 1990s. The underlying fault lines that led to this conflict are complex and multifaceted. First, the Meitei community, which comprises approximately 53% of Manipur's population and is concentrated in the Imphal Valley, sought inclusion in the scheduled tribe list. The Meitei community currently holds OBC status, but if granted SENT status, Meiteis would become eligible for SENT reservation benefits and, crucially, for tribal land rights protected under the Hill Area Committee provisions and other tribal land protection laws. Building on this, it is worth noting that Manipur's geography is acutely divided, with the Imphal Valley, which is home to around 57% of the population, predominantly Meitei, and the hill areas, which cover around 90% of the area, predominantly tribal, comprising communities such as the Naga, Kukizo, and others. This geographic imbalance creates structural tension over resources, political representation, and land rights. And here is something that surprises many students: the Kukizo communities in the hill areas fear that SENT inclusion of Meiteis, who have greater economic and political power as a valley dominant community, would enable Meitei encroachment into hill tribal land, where non-Tiavan BILs are currently restricted from purchasing land. Crucially, the Kukizo political groups have escalated their long-standing demand for a separate administration, either a union territory carved from Manipur's hill districts or a separate state, arguing that coexistence with Meiteis in a single political unit is no longer viable. Now, let us turn to the role of a key organization in this context. The Thado Inpi Manipur, the apex body of the Thadokuki community, the largest single subgroup within the Kukizo tribes, has called upon churches and community members across the state to observe the day as a day of peace and prayer, remembering the victims of the violence and calling for justice and reconciliation. The Thado language, also called Thadokuki, is the most widely spoken among Kukizo tribes, and Inpi means apex body in Thado, representing the Thado community in political and social matters. With that background in place, let us look at the implications. The conflict remains unresolved, with continued reports of sporadic violence in fringe areas, highlighting the need for a lasting solution. But why does this matter? The Manipur crisis intersects with nearly every major governance topic, including federalism and Article 356, tribal land rights, internal security, ethnic conflict and state capacity, and minority rights and community protection. Note this carefully: the conflict involves conflicting claims under the Forest Rights Act, PESA, and SENT classification, as well as the role of AFSPA, CAPFs, and army deployment. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Manipur crisis is relevant to your preparation because it touches on key concepts such as federalism, tribal land rights, internal security, and ethnic conflict. Remember this number: over 250 dead, more than 60,000 displaced, and the conflict remains unresolved. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but we do need to remember that the Meitei community comprises approximately 53% of Manipur's population, and the Kukizo communities fear that SENT inclusion of Meiteis would enable Meitei encroachment into hill tribal land. The key main keywords to focus on are Manipur ethnic violence, Meitei-Kuki conflict, scheduled tribe classification, Article 371, C, Hilarious Committee, 6th Schedule, Inner Line Permit, Thado in P, Kukizo tribes, Afspa in Northeast, and separate administration demand. Now, let us move on to the preliminary facts. The Thado in P Manipur is the apex body of the Thado-Kuki community, and the Thado language is the most widely spoken among Kukizo tribes. The demand for a separate administration is a key aspect of the conflict, with Kukizo political groups arguing that coexistence with Meitei in a single political unit is no longer viable. In conclusion, the Manipur ethnic conflict is a complex and multifaceted issue that has significant implications for governance, federalism, and tribal land rights, making it a crucial topic for your UPSC preparation, and its resolution will have far-reaching consequences for the region's stability and development. The conflict's intersection with key governance topics, including federalism, internal security, and minority rights, underscores its importance in the broader context of Indian politics and governance.